But we are very happy to have on the program this morning yet another contestant for the 54th Annual Motherload Roundup Queen Competition. And Bridget, would you like to introduce our guest this morning?
Yeah, because you don't know how to say her last name.
I love her last name.
Welcome to Shannon Ferreira.
Yeah. Woo! All right. I can say Ferreira.
How are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
We are. You
look
great
today. We're going
to
be on our best behavior while you're here.
Well, you know why we're going to be on our best behavior? Because her father is out in the lobby. All right. That's why we're on our best behavior. I saw him. I said good morning, and he said good morning. Hey, glad to have you here. You look great. That's a beautiful color.
Thank you.
Now, is that really orange, or is there like another cool name for that?
It's orange. It's not peach.
All right. It's not peach. It is very orange.
It's very pretty.
Yes, it is. All right. This is your first time in the competition. Mm-hmm. Now, are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
Really? I am nervous.
Oh.
I just wondered.
Well, you can be nervous for me.
Okay, thank you very much.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you in school?
Yeah, I'm 17. I go to Calvers High School, so I'm from San Andreas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what are your plans after high school?
I wanted to become an equine vet.
Ooh.
And I'm an ROP student at the Angels Camp Veterinary Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend a lot of time there.
You're a busy young lady.
Yeah.
Now, I've asked each one of the contestants that have come in this week, I've asked them this question. Can you tell us who your favorite posse member is?
And they all look at him like, what?
They're all great. They're all great posse members.
Don't put her on the spot.
But I know there's one that's got to be your favorite.
No.
No? Okay, all right.
No.
They're all her favorite.
I love all of them.
I'm sure you do. Hey, now, I know you have a horse, and your horse is named Gigi. And how old is your horse? Well, we've had a lot of old horses on the program this week.
She just turned 10.
Wow,
oh, the youngest.
One. Yeah, wow, that is fantastic. Yeah. Just a baby, huh?
I guess.
Now, can you tell us something about your horse, Gigi?
She's been barrel racing since she was like 3, so she's a Gymkhana horse, and she's black and white. She's really flashy.
Yeah. Ooh. Now, I know Justin over at Star 92.7, he asked if her horse could do any tricks. Now, I'm going to ask you the same question. Can your horse do any tricks like, you know, lay down or roll over or sit or things like that? Can you teach your horse to sit?
I've seen it done.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can Gigi do that?
She can stop really good.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Stopping is very important when it comes to horses.
And talking.
And talking, that's true. Now, let me ask you about the competition. What's the best part of it for you so far?
I've been really surprised with how many friends I've made along the way.
Yeah?
So I love that. I have so many friends in Sonora, and I never would have thought of that ever happening, so.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's so awesome.
There's some great people here in this area. And now, do you know the other girls in the competition?
I do know Kat, because
okay.
She's from my county.
Right.
And she used to be in my 4-H with me.
Is that right?
So they grew up together.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
And you've been a cowgirl for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And let's see. Now, since you are a cowgirl and a country girl, did I say cowgirl? A country girl. Who's your favorite country music artist? This is a very important question. This could mean it all right here.
Really?
Yeah.
It would have to be Kenny Chesney.
Oh, that's a good answer. Woo! All right.
Big time. A Kenny girl.
That's wonderful. And you want to say hi to your family this morning?
Sure. I'll say hi to my little brother that's listening, Brendan, and my mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Brendan. All right. Now, when I know the big part of the competition, we have horsemanship tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you excited about that? Or?
I'm not excited about washing my horse.
You have to wash your horse?
Yeah, she's white.
How long does that take?
Good hour, and then you got to get them all ready in the morning, too. Make sure they didn't roll.
Now, does it happen to you like it happens to me? When I wash my car, it rains. Now, when you wash your horse, does it rain?
During this competition, it has.
It has, and it messes things up, doesn't it?
Yes.
You got to do it all over again. Just crazy. All right, and also one other question. What color is your dress?
My dress is brown.
Brown.
But it has California symbols on it, and it's just California poppy, so it's also orange.
When can we see that dress?
You can go to the Queen pageant.
Okay.
Sunday.
Sunday.
At 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge.
Okay, now, And you have tickets, right?
Yeah, I have tickets.
And if folks are listening, they want to buy your tickets, how do they do that?
You can go to Letterbuck next to the Candy Vault.
Oh, yeah.
Sonora.
That's yummy.
And I also have posters up with my phone number.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Bridget, I'm telling you, you got to get a poster. All right. And what is your phone number?
It is 743-0775.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here this morning. We are honored to have you on the program. And one more question. Who's your favorite posse member?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to...
Thank you so much for coming in today, Shannon.
Thank you for having
Ferreira. I'm from Mississippi. You got to forgive me.
Okay.
All right. All right. Good luck to you all. We hope you all win. It's 6:44. We're back in a moment. Time to-